Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe on a windy Monday here at Gillette Stadium for our That's a Wrap segment. Brian, let's talk about the AFC East right now. The Patriots lead the division. They've got two big division games coming up against Miami. Where does this put them as far as the playoff picture goes for the postseason as we get closer?
Well, it is a commanding lead in the AFC East, and they can clinch the division once again as soon as this Sunday if they beat the Dolphins. These two games against the Dolphins are this Sunday and then the final week of the regular season. They have a 4-0 record in the division. That tiebreaker could come into play because if they beat the Dolphins this week, it would come down to even if the Patriots lost every game, even if the Dolphins won all the rest of their games, they'd still have that tiebreaker. So it is amazing that they can clinch this early because the rest of the division, no one has a 500 record or bigger. The more important thing right now is looking at where things could fall into place as far as the AFC playoff picture as a whole. They win the division, they automatically have a home game. It's just a matter of, can they get into that 1 or 2 seed, knock off Houston or Baltimore for those 1 or 2, or are they going to be settling for a 3 or 4? Either way, they'd have a home playoff game to start out.
Well, that would be nice. I thought they would enjoy that.
It looks like we're going to have a home playoff game, that's for sure.
Well, every week there seems to be some star player in the game, but somebody we haven't talked about in a while is Tom Brady. He had his third longest TD pass to Shane Vereen for 83 yards. He just is consistent all around. Let's talk about how good he really is and has been this season.
Incredibly, he's almost quietly having an MVP-type season and maybe ultimately one of his best seasons. He's on pace to have the best touchdown-to-interception ratio in his career, and you hear it from him all the time. Keeping the interception number low is one of his priorities. Only 3 interceptions on the year. That's the fewest in the entire NFL. He's right up there in passer rating, right up there in touchdown passes, and really leading this team and this offense to, you know, once again, one of the best offenses in the league, number one rank right now. It's almost like he's flying under the radar.
Right. Well, I want to go back to the Jets game, which, you know, there are stats all from that game. We could go on and on about that. But let's talk about something kind of on the lighter note. Fireman Ed has officially retired. He has been put out by, extinguished by the Patriots, if you say. Longtime loyal Jets fan decided that he is no longer going to be Fireman Ed. He is putting the costume on the shelf.
Who knew? Thanksgiving 2012, the night the Patriots silenced Fireman Ed. He left the game in the middle of the game. I think it was his second straight game, leaving early. Now, this guy is just one of the most vocal fans you'll ever see. You make fun of him if you're a fan of anyone other than the Jets. Jets fans, I thought, really embraced him. He stands up, he gets the crowd silent, and then his big J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets chant. Well, I guess the fans have really been on his case a lot, and he decided to resign. What an emotional week it has to be for everyone involved in the Jets. Their season going down the tubes, and even Fireman Ed can't handle it.
Yeah, it's a tough time to be a Jets fan, I guess.
It's really too bad. It's really too bad.
All right, well, that's
no, it isn't.
That's going to do it for us here at Gillette Stadium. The team will spend this week getting ready for Miami, no doubt about that, turning the page, even though quite a big win. But that's going to do it for us here right now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.